91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another episode of Cooking with Coach. Hear me, I have the one and only Coach K. This is the last episode with Coach K, sadly. Bring a tear to my eye. But we also have my boy Jackson McKenzie, who broadcasted the football games.
Yeah.
And today, Coach, of course, it is a sad week in the Warrior Nation. The end of Warrior football has come to an end. But nevertheless, I would say it was a very fun season.
Yeah.
It was a very cool season to watch. And all in all, just very fun to see, you know, new players come out and, you know, have bigger roles.
Yeah, we did some good things. We didn't do enough good things. We've talked about this over the last 12, 13 weeks that we've been on the radio and doing these broadcasts, that there's just some we were just short on some things. I thought we played really well Friday night defensively against Center Grove. And, you know, their quarterback in 11 games leading into it had thrown two interceptions, and we picked him off twice in the first half and got some short fields, and the offense moved the ball at times and couldn't punch it in, you know. And it's kind of been a little bit of the story of us all year, is we're close but not there, you know. We turn it over twice in the Fort Wayne Carroll game and lose by four. We turn it over, and both those led to touchdowns. We blew a couple red zone possessions in that game. You know, the Ben Davis game, we had a chance to score right there at the end to win the game. We don't score. We don't hit the field goal. All those things kind of factored into it, you know, and Ben Davis and Center Grove are still playing. You know, you're right there with several teams, but you're not. And we got to figure out ways as coaches to kind of fix that going forward.
Going off that, trying to fix that, is there something that you want to do differently going into next season compared to this season?
Well, yeah, there's always things that are different. Good question. Because every year is different because every year you got a different group of kids.
Right, yeah, new players coming in.
Yeah, but one thing that's unique about this team is we were junior loaded.
Yeah.
Predominantly, I mean, you look on the offensive line, we had four seniors, but Sean Ketchum started the first four games as a junior. Receivers were all juniors, but Jordan Williams, our running backs were juniors. Our quarterback's a junior and a freshman. You go to the defensive side of our top eight defensive linemen that played varsity, seven of them are back. All three linebackers are back. Two DBs are back. And so what we got to do is we've got to find a better way, I feel, and I'm already talking to some of my coaches, of utilizing what we got back a little differently. I don't know that did my best job. I mean, there was things this year I look back on now and evaluate video and film and like, I could have done this differently and I should have done this differently. And, you know, my fault. You know, kids are trying. Kids are playing hard. That's never the kids. And but we got some O-line spots to fill and some secondary spots to fill. So it'll be interesting to see how we can take that and adapt it. And then we've got some good young kids coming up. We got a sophomore by the name of Jakari Markey, big D lineman. He's really going to be good. Elzia Rollins, another offensive lineman, sophomore. We got some really good young freshman talent. And Keon Thomas, a running back, and Keyshawn Williams, Jared, a wide receiver. These guys are really talented, and we're really excited to see what they're going to do. But the real thing, if any of them ever listen to me on this radio show, it will be how they respond in 2 weeks when we start after-school programs. Our after-school program starts November 27th. I give them 2 weeks off. I've been doing this a long time. I always give them 2 weeks, and then they're back in it. And, you know, the kids that aren't in winter sports, they're expected to be there. But the ones that are committed will be there. The ones that won't, you know, usually get left out in the cold before it's over.
Yeah, definitely a long season. Still not over for most. But as we've been saying back and forth, a very junior-heavy team, and even beyond the juniors, a lot of talent can come from the sophomore group and even the freshman group with Anthony Dennison coming in for, you know, Keith Jackson. I don't know why his name slipped me. I was going to say Adonis Adams. I'm thinking of last year. That's how fast the season went.
Yeah. At the start of the season, I thought we still had Jago.
It's been a while.
He's at HSC.
Yeah. A lot of faces come and gone, especially with last year. We was a very senior-heavy team last year, and it's kind of changed. Now it's less seniors, but all in all, still some good in that with, you know, like you said, junior team, but a lot of great players are going to be more adapted and, you know, just better all in all the situation. And as you said, with the coaching staff, it's usually, I know you say it's not the kids, sometimes it is play, but it's all, you know, in the back where the people that's not playing, the coach is a very chess game. And going forward, you know, how do you feel like you can elevate your game as a coach? You know, obviously you're already a great coach, you've proven it. But how do you think you can kind of get better?
I'll be honest with you. I got to do a better job of building relationships with kids. I'm not saying I'm stuck in my ways. I am to a point. You know, you've been doing it for 40 years. You get a little. You know, I get so in the season. I get so caught up in the season that I forget sometimes that they're 15, 16, 17-year-olds, and I got to do a better job of saying, you know, how are you? There was a moment last Wednesday in practice. I'm standing there, and we're coaching, and I'm yelling about something, and there's a freshman standing next to me, young freshman offensive lineman, and he just looks at me and goes, how you doing? And I said, well, no, how are you doing? I thought, and he talked to me for the next 10 minutes about his grades in his class, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm probably not doing my job. You know, I'm not saying I'm not coaching football, but there's just so much more to it, and I get so wrapped up in the season and trying to win the next game and get to the next level and get to the next tournament game and get the next great player and doing all that, and now I'm wrapped up in getting them the seniors off to college and getting the recruiting process going for all these guys and seeing how many we can get to college. Last year we had 34 seniors, 17 went to college to play football. How many can I get to college? So, and then I forget along the way that maybe they just need somebody to talk to. Maybe it isn't for them. It isn't about football or college or anything like that. There's more to it. And I got to do a better job. I'm not doing this to say, oh, coach, you're fine. No, I felt like I let that down this year. I really did.
Going off that, is there anything that you would say to seniors that you would say to incoming freshmen?
Yeah, you know, you hear it. You know, we got beat 14-0. We lost to a good team, but we were in position to win a game. And you hear the seniors after the game saying, even yesterday when we were collecting helmets and shoulder pads, and I'm hearing a freshman or a sophomore talking like, you know, we're going to be juniors next year. And there's a senior sitting there saying, well, you better enjoy it. It'll be over before you realize it. And we're always telling them that, but nobody ever believes us. And it's like, well, I got another year. I got two more years. And then all of a sudden it's like, I got no more years. You know, and I got into coaching because I remembered how special this place was to me in the 1970s with people like Coach Jerry Stauffer and Coach Lee Dilk and Coach Larry Willen. Those guys all coached me. And I knew how special that was, and I knew when I walked off in October or November of my senior year, it was like, wow, this is finally over. You know, I don't get to put this on. You know, I went to college and played a little bit in college. Nothing spectacular, but I knew I was going to do something beyond high school, but you don't. And then all of a sudden you're telling the kids all the time, man, don't think that, you know, you've got another year. You know, I mean, a guy could walk out first play of the first game next year and blow his knee, and the season year's over, and he doesn't have another year. You know, and I just wish they'd take more time to appreciate what they have for them in this school, in this community, how much love there is for football in this place, and take time to reflect on that while they're here, not after the fact when it's too late.